Debbie, thank you so much for joining us today on Galesburg Live.
We're so happy to be here to represent London Mills.
Oh, yeah. It's hard to believe it's scenic drive time already.
It is. It comes fast, and it's, you know, it's always the first 2 weekends of October.
Yeah.
And we spend most of the month of September under a great amount of stress, hoping that we can get it all done in time.
Well, Debbie, that's why I'm glad you and your friends from London Mills came up here today, because I knew next week, oh my gosh, you would be super busy too. So
we are. This year we're sporting over 105 vendors. Even having more vendors this year than we had last year.
That's incredible.
Right.
And you're happy with the growth that
we are
happening.
Very happy with our growth.
Yeah.
We hope to be around in London Mills for another 50 years.
Well, how long has London Mills been a part of the Scenic Drive?
You know,
since it began,
Kathy knows more of the history of it, but I do believe we've been around for about 53 years.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Well, I grew up in Maquon, so London Mills has always been the stop. In fact, we used to take the sneaky way in the back way to London Mills, but you can't do that anymore because people figured that out. So
right.
Us locals weren't able to to hang on to that for very long. Well, we wanted to talk about, first of all, how this has grown over the years.
You know, London Mills has had it's been like a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Of course, in the early days, you know, it just built and built and built. And then several years ago, there was a little bit of a dip. So we made some adjustments. We've reached out to new vendors. And we kind of locked into what our key vendor would be.
Yeah.
And what we found out is that people come to London Mills for the food.
Oh, yeah.
And for the beauty of the river. They love to sit down at the Riverside Park. And they have come they've made it a plan to come every year.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of repeat.
It's part of their strategy, because there's a scenic drive strategy.
Yes, there is.
You can say, I got to go here, and I got to go here, and I got to go. Oh, and I can't miss going to London Mills. Got to go there.
Right.
And in Bernadotte and all those different places.
Right.
But London Mills is definitely. So what are some of, you say it's known for the food. What are some of the highlights?
So we've had a vendor there. Her name is Carla, and she's been with us for 34 years.
Yeah.
And people come for her tenderloin sandwiches.
Oh.
We've had Mr. Whitby on the corner. So we're known for London Mills onion rings.
Oh, yeah.
He, too, has been there for over 30 years. The London Mills Community Association, they make apple butter in a copper kettle over an open fire in the Riverside Park. And I do believe they've done that since the start of Scenic Drive.
Nice.
And people always come to them specifically for their apple butter. So we're really excited that we have a lot of history in our vendors too.
That's
but
right.
We also have new vendors every single year.
Yeah.
So even if you came last year, we got new and better vendors this year.
Yeah. What are some of the new features?
So this year in London Mills, for the first time, we're going to have a vendor that makes chicken and noodles. And so that vendor hasn't been to London Mills before. We have dog outfits, little dog outfits, specialized collars and leashes. We have a person that does dog bakery goods this year. We also have a new person who does a signage and little knickknacks things. He won an award in Decatur for being the best vendor, so we kind of talked him into coming to us this year.
Wow. Is that part of the whole thing? You're seeking out vendors and
all the time,
encouraging them to come to London Mills.
See, London Mills is one of the heaviestly trafficked areas.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really a spot that vendors want to come to. And so we've had to open up new areas because we're growing. And so even though we have 105 vendors, but we probably have on average about 175 spots, because one vendor might take up 3 or 4 spots.
Sure.
So so this year we've actually opened up 10 more spots, mm-hmm. and we filled those. And now just yesterday, the crew and I opened up 10 more spots, and they'll probably be filled too. So we're hoping for 125 to 140 vendors by the time the drive actually happens next week.
Debbie, again, thank you so much for bringing your friends here for Galesburg Live.
Thank you. I'm going to have Kathy help us with a little bit of history as we go on.
Well, that's why a lot of people, you know, you said that a lot of people come to London Mills for the food, but they also are out on the scenic drive taking in all the historical things that are to be seen. And London Mills has a rich history there to share. And Kathy, everybody looks to you for some of the history of London Mills. What are some of the things that you encourage people to see there?
One of the highlights, I think, is the Ross Hotel. It was built in 1885, and it was a hotel for many years. The Community Association bought it, and volunteers have restored it so people can look back and see what a old-fashioned hotel used to be like.
My wife took a tour through it last year.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. She thought it was cool. She loves that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And then in the Riverside Park, we have the Statue of Liberty. It's a replica, and it was given to the town as a gift from the Boy Scouts of America.
Oh.
And there was a lady that lived close by, and she was one of the ones that wanted it right where it is now because she wanted to be able to get on her front porch and see it.
The Statue of Liberty.
The Statue of Liberty.
Sure. Right.
So that statue, was one of 200 that was built by the Boy Scouts of America in the 50s.
Okay.
And the woman who wanted to see it, it was her nephew that worked for General Mills that donated it to the village of London Mills.
Darn.
So it has sat in the village for 60 years almost.
Oh, that's amazing. People come and see some other sites there in London Mills. What are some other historical things that people come for in London Mills? Well, they come to see the river, don't they?
They come
to see the river.
Yeah, they come to see. And what's so special about the river there in London Mills? I know, but I'd like you to tell them.
Right. The river in London Mills is the only has the only access, boat dock access,
ramp
in all of Fulton County.
Yeah.
So if you want to get on the river, you have to come to London Mills.
Right. And unfortunately, it's also a place where it floods a lot there, too. Right?
Yeah. And, you know, we have a lot of rain this weekend, so we're getting our fingers crossed that we don't have a flood.
Well, here's the thing about the rain. Let's hope it gets it out of its system this weekend so we can have a nice weather weekend for that first weekend of the Scenic Drive, right? So let's talk about the whole history of the Scenic Drive. London Mills has been a part of it how did it start? Yeah.
Okay. Edgar Lee Masters wrote a book called Spoon River Anthology.
Right.
And he lived in Lewiston. He had a home in Lewiston. Mm-hmm. He wrote this book. And Bob Bowden from London Mills was one of the founding fathers of the Scenic Drive. Hmm. He and some other people from the other towns that are on the river.
Yeah.
Decided to get together and have a festival to celebrate the fall and all the colors so people would come. The whole drive is like 140 miles.
Right.
Going through all the
little. Okay.
Yeah. The actual Spoon River Drive. Yeah.
And London Mills was the start of that.
Yes.
So, and it still is the number one area on the drive. So as you start traveling through Fulton County, London Mills is number one on the map.
Yeah, I see. Sure. And so that was back in, the first one was back in?
We think 1968.
Yes.
Oh, 68. Okay.
Yes.
The official Scenic Drive.
Official.
Is that when they put together an association and all that? Is that?
I think the association came a couple years later.
Okay.
Yes. But nobody's really sure of the exact dates.
I see. When they all said, hey, this is kind of a thing that people love.
Yes.
Let's get organized, right?
Yeah, they weren't really sure, I guess, the first year if it was anybody was even going to come back. And then they started having trouble with traffic. You know, people were backing up trying to get in town. They thought, hey, we got something here. So then it just kept expanding. And
see, I'm not originally from London Mills.
Right.
But Kathy is, and Kathy tells me stories about how there were miles and miles of traffic backed up on 116.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that. I grew up on 97. I grew up on 97 over by McQuan, and just between Mequon and Rapitee.
Right.
And my gosh, the traffic was crazy.
In fact, it was.
I remember, of course, and that's where you get the little Spoon River entrepreneurs. You know, I'm sure you have those in London Mills.
Right.
I was one of those little kids that would take a little card table, sit it on the side of the road.
Right.
I'd run down the different gravel roads, and I'd pick bittersweet, and I'd put it in bunches. I'd pick some hedge balls. I'd sit them on a little card table, and I'd have a couple people stop by, you know, from Chicago, going, right. Hey, look at the little fat kid on the side of the road. Isn't that nice? but it's grown so much, and you do get people from all over the region, don't you?
We even get vendors from other states. We've had people from Texas.
Wow.
Florida.
Yeah.
South Carolina.
Yeah. Right. To come and see our little towns.
One of Kathy's favorite vendors is from Wisconsin, and he sells
beef sticks and cheese. Yeah. He's from Baraboo, Wisconsin, I believe.
Yeah, love that place.
And everyone missed him last year because he got sick. He couldn't come. And he's called and said, yes, I will be there this year. So everybody's really happy about that.
We are excited to have you here because it's hard to believe it's going to be next weekend already, the first weekend. And a lot of things have to happen to make the scene. It doesn't just happen. People just don't show up. When do you guys start working on this?
The day after.
Yeah, you almost have to, right?
We do. Yeah. We do. We literally do start the day after. As the drive comes to a close, we have people registering for next year already.
Oh, yeah.
They like their locations. They want to make sure they get back into London Mills. We occasionally have a waiting list to get into London Mills
vendors. Isn't that nice to have? A waiting list. Well, that's very smart when you've had all those vendors say, hey, if you secure your place now, my gosh, you want to do that because next year's going to be even bigger, right? You don't want to be left out. Sharon Watkins was involved with the Scenic Drive a long time ago, 25 years or so. Yes, and you brought in a vendor that's been there for quite a while, right?
Yeah, she saw my kids grow up and now my grandchildren.
Oh, boy.
It's Sweet Sue's Homemade Fudge. She's got two locations.
Yeah.
And we didn't used to take food vendors into London Mills when I was the rep so many years ago.
Really? Why was that?
They wanted to stay true to their local organizations that had food.
I see.
And so they didn't want to bring outside people in.
Yeah.
And that's changed a little bit because we need that diversity there. But, this particular lady, Sue, called me. I really want to come to London Mills. That's the place to be.
Yeah.
I said, I'm sorry, we don't take food vendors. Well, just try it. You know, I really want in.
Yeah.
I said, you know what? Kiddingly, I said, just send me a sample.
A sample of the fudge. Okay, sure.
Jokingly.
Yeah.
A few days later, I got samples in the mail. I opened it. I tasted it. I thought, wow. Took it up to the board who was at that time and said, you guys got to try this.
Yeah.
And that's how Sue got into London Mills.
She's been one of the popular.
She's been one of the popular ones. There's always a line. She has, like I said, two locations, and there's lines at both places the time.
Isn't that something? We're talking with Debbie Flood, Kathy Knox, Sharon Watkins, and another member of the Scenic Drive Committee in charge of entertainment and marketing. Rod Williams is here.
Hey, Chris.
Rod, you're also, they told me, you're also the longest-serving trustee for the village of London Mills. How long have you been serving?
13 years.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Longest serving. Does it feel like it's been that long?
Yes.
Well, you grew up in London Mills.
Oh, yeah, from London Mills.
Yeah.
You know all about the Scenic Drive.
Yeah. And you're a part. Yeah, so you've been up to here. London Mills, Scenic Drive is in your blood.
Oh, yeah. I know how everything before you got to, you know, to get ready for the drive, it's pretty hectic to put the signs up and get ready for the heavy traffic.
Well, that's what I was going to talk about is that it's, you know, not only do we need all the vendors, but we need all the local volunteers and support to do all the things that has to be done. And you're part of that crew, right?
Sure. Just help make sure everything, you know, the sign gets put up and, of course, the streets and it looks good for
parking. I mean, that's
parking's a big thing.
Right,
and now with the rain, you know.
Yeah. What do you got? How many parking areas do you guys have? How much Debbie knows?
So we have two large parking areas that are manned by the Spoon River Valley School.
Yes.
And that money goes to the school to help them out with after-school activities and stuff.
Sure, sure.
And so London Mills started doing that about 4 years ago, and it's been a great help to the school.
Yeah.
And we really love doing that because that's what the drive is for. Yeah. It's for to help things in the community.
Yeah.
And it's gotten us a lot of things.
And it helps you, too, because for manpower.
Right.
Because parking is such a huge part of this.
Yes, it is.
Trying to find a place for everyone.
Parking and traffic control.
Yeah.
It's the hardest part of it all. Yeah. You know, Rod has led traffic control. Rod has helped with parking. Sharon helped with garbage pickup last year.
Yeah.
Nobody even knows what a nightmare the garbage pickup is.
Garbage pickup is a thankless job.
Yeah.
And I will praise those children who are out there picking up that garbage this year.
That's right. Because it's a huge – you have thousands of people coming through town.
That's
and
right.
It's something that's an ongoing thing from the time you open up until – the last Sunday of the drive, right?
And we can fill 10 dumpsters a day.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. And garbage. So you can't even imagine how many people you need to haul those garbage bags.
That's right.
To those dumpsters.
That's right. So the biggest thing when we talk about traffic control, because it can get out of control if you don't stay on it, when you've got thousands of people trying to drive into this tiny town, and we had mentioned backed up on 116 and all those, how many people do you have helping with traffic control, Rod? Do you guys know how many?
Like 10 people all the time.
Yeah.
From the school, yeah.
Yeah, and that starts out on the close to 116, right?
You've yeah, got sure.
People yep. directing the traffic into.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. What would be your biggest recommendation to people trying to get into London Mills?
Come in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
Be patient.
The morning.
Be patient, yes.
The morning, we actually open at 8.
Yes.
And I will say by 9:30 in the morning, there is a line out on 116.
Yeah, right.
So after lunch, people start leaving because they'll come into the town.
Yeah.
They'll do a little shopping, and they'll have a lunch. And then they'll start going home.
Yeah.
So the traffic usually dies down about 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
I see, sure.
So if you come in at 2, you're the best chance of getting parking. And we still have food.
That's right. That's Debbie Flute. She's the chair of the London Mills Scenic Drive. She's also the treasurer for the Village of London Mills and deputy city clerk. We're here with Kathy Knox, the London Mills Village clerk and co-chair of the London Mills Scenic Drive. Sharon Watkins is on the Scenic Drive Committee of London Mills. She's a village trustee. And our friend Rod Williams is on the Scenic Drive Committee and also on a trustee for the Village of London Mills. We want to talk about some more of these vendors. We talked about a lot of the newer vendors that are coming into London Mills, because that's the thing you wanted to get out to everybody, that it's not always the same thing. While you do have many of these vendors that have been here for years and years, you're always bringing in new and exciting vendors, right, Kathy?
That's right. We have this year we've got somebody new who's going to be doing – she has her own beehives and has honey.
Oh, my gosh.
She also makes apple dumplings, and she's working with one of the teachers from the school, and she has all these unique signs with all these really cool sayings on them.
Yeah.
And it's going to be brand new this year.
Oh, well, that's exciting.
We have somebody we've had for years and years is Angie Hance. She does salt dough ornaments, and she'll personalize them for you.
Did you say salt?
Salt dough.
Oh,
and
okay.
Then they're, like, baked.
Yes.
She paints them, and then we'll personalize, like, names on them. Jigabazzi's for years and years and years. They sit right across from the town hall. They have donuts, homemade donuts.
Yes, that's right.
And
the donut holes, right?
Donuts,
yeah.
There, you can get them.
Oh, yeah.
Jigabazzi's have been there forever.
I stood in line for
I'll bet you
40
did.
Minutes last year.
Yeah, I bet you did. Yeah.
It was so worth it, though.
They are awesome. And, we got older vendors like Bob Fry. He's been there forever. He has jams, jellies, candies, nuts, all kinds of good things.
Now, so. Debbie, we were talking about kettle corn, too.
Oh, yes.
That's a big...
Yeah, that's a big thing in London Mills.
Yeah.
They actually makes it right there along with pork rinds. So we're really... I don't know how long he's been there. Do you remember, Rod?
It's been a long time.
They were there when I was there.
Yep.
When I was doing it.
Oh, so they're there probably 25 plus years.
25 plus years.
Oh, yeah. Goodness. So they actually have an open fire where they're making it fresh. So you can't get any fresher than that.
That's right.
And they do have a really long line, too.
Yeah, they can, so, certainly.
But you know, give samples. They have some samples out there. They'll be willing to give you a sample to make sure you get, because now the pork rinds, they come in different flavors.
Oh,
you can
sure.
get garlic, you can get ranch, barbecue. So, you know, try out the samples and get your favorites.
So really one of our biggest vendors this year, oh, I'm sorry, Rod, really, but one of our biggest vendors this year has been the last 3 years, he brings down fresh-made Wisconsin cheese curds.
Oh.
And he's been there. This, I think, will be his third year, but he is a hit. They stand in line to get his cheese curds.
Wow.
And, including myself.
They're deep-fried, yes. They're
what
awesome.
Did you say? So they're deep-fried cheese curds.
Yes.
Where's this guy from? You know where he comes
from? I don't
from?
Know where he's yeah. from, yeah. But I do know that he goes to Wisconsin and picks up fresh cheese curds 3 to 4 days before. And last year, after 2 days, he ran out and had to go back to Wisconsin in the middle of it to pick up more curds. So last year, we did have a lot of rain, but I do believe it was the year before that that we had such excellent weather for the drive.
Yeah.
By the end of the first day, we and about 50% of the vendors were at Sam's that night trying to replenish our food and our, you know, in our case, toilet paper and paper towels and garbage bags because we had such a busy day. So if the weather's good, it's going to be a really busy day for us.
It takes a lot of volunteers.
About 3 years ago, actually, this will be our fourth year, but
yes.
We had a gentleman approach us who was on the school board for
Spoon River Valley High School.
Yeah.
So Mark approached
where
us.
Where I went to school. Rod went to school.
I went
Sharon,
to school.
Sharon, did you go to school?
I did not. My husband did.
Your husband
My
did?
Husband
right.
did, yeah.
I did.
So three of us went to school at Valley, right?
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
And I'm a transplant.
And you're a transplant. That's
so
right.
am I, yes.
So somebody from the school contacted
he approached
you.
Us and said, we are really tight on a budget for after prom activities.
Yes, that's
okay.
right.
Sure.
And would there be something that we could do for the scenic drive that we could make some money? So Mark and I met along with Kathy, and I do believe Rod was at that first meeting, and we decided that we could figure something out.
Mm-hmm.
And what we had, Rod had come up with paid parking for the village. And so we split that 50-50. The school mans the parking. But their money goes to the junior class that pays for the senior class prom.
Oh,
that's
sure.
right.
So then the junior class, the sophomore class decided that they wanted in on it the next year.
Yeah.
So they said, could they take a parking lot? And we were happy to give it to them. Yeah. But the parking lots are iffy. If it rains, we really can't park cars because we're parking them in our park and our baseball fields and an empty lot. So it wasn't a guaranteed amount of money. So we all sat down and said, okay, what can we do to guarantee them money? Mm-hmm. And we decided that we needed help with traffic. Years ago, we had our police department. But because of budget cuts in the state of Illinois, we no longer even have a police department. Mm-hmm. So we needed somebody to do traffic. So they provide 10 students and 10 parents around for two-hour shifts a day. So that's 20 of them just to do the traffic control.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Right.
Great community service project.
Right. And yeah. and we pay them approximately $5,000 to do that.
Oh, my gosh.
So last
Debbie?
Year we were wow. able to give them almost $7,000. And that goes a really long way to help with them.
Outstanding. I'm getting chills. That's amazing. I thought you were talking a few hundred dollars
oh, no.
here.
No.
That's
no.
amazing. Yeah. That this. Yeah. I didn't realize that was happening, that you're doing such a great thing for the schools.
The freshman class have now joined the ranks.
Well, of course.
They're going to be doing the garbage pickup this year.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Ready-made help.
Right. So they've increased their budget with, you know, with the availability of our funds. And we really like working with them.
My gosh,
These are kids that really want to make a difference in their school. Wow. And we're happy to have them.
Oh, my God.
And actually, this year, we probably couldn't do it without them.
That's absolutely. Debbie Flood is the chairman of the London Mills Scenic Drive Committee. She's also the treasurer for the Village of London Mills and deputy city clerk. And Kathy Knox is on the she's the co-chair of the London Mills Scenic Drive and also the London Mills Village Clerk. Sharon Watkins is here on the Scenic Drive Committee and a village trustee. And Rod Williams is also on the Scenic Drive Committee and the longest-serving trustee for the Village of London Mills, and also a graduate of Spoon River Valley High School, like myself and Kathy. And so not only do you work with the school for all the volunteers, and again, what a brilliant idea. Bravo to you guys for doing this. But also you could use more volunteers. You're not going to turn anybody away, right?
We won't turn anybody away.
Yeah, so if someone wants to volunteer some of their time over the next couple weekends, what do? They just contact you, Debbie?
Yeah, they can. They can just contact us at the office. They can actually reach out to any of us, Rod, Sharon, or Kathy.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, at any given time, there's something for them to do.
Yeah, right, because there's always how about the safety part of this? I mean, you know, that's obviously traffic control and parking, and you still have I know you don't have a police force there, but you still have
the fire department has to be able to get in and out, and my brother is in charge of the traffic, so he's figured out a route to get people in and out in case they need to for the ambulance and the fire department.
Sure.
Because that's a big concern, because if there's a problem, you've got to be able to get them out with all these people coming in and out of town.
Yeah,
so.
And that's why when you drive into town, you see a lot of the places roped off, right?
Right.
Correct.
They are roped off. So you do have a way to get emergency vehicles in and out.
That's right.
It just takes so much strategy to put this thing on.
Yeah, the big problem now is we just don't have any volunteers. When it first started years and years ago, everything was volunteer.
Yeah, yes.
Everybody pitched in and helped. And as years go by, nobody has time anymore. So,
yeah.
And people can still donate water or.
Yeah, we
I was going to say that. Yeah, water.
Oh, you mean bottles of water.
So
yeah.
We provide for those kids that are doing traffic or the garbage pickup or whatever the case may be. We provide them a meal in the village office.
I'll be darned.
Every day so they can feel free to come in to get something to eat.
Yeah.
So they're not going hungry. Water.
And as far as you don't have to work the whole day. If you're volunteering, a couple hours here and
right.
there.
2 hours. Right. 2 hours. You can do a lot in 2 hours.
That's right. What are some of the things? They could help pick up trash.
Yes.
They could help with other things.
They can just help direct traffic.
Oh, yeah.
Or answer questions for people.
Oh, sure.
Literally, they can put a little vest on. They can stand at the corner. And when somebody says, do you know where the pork chops are? They can head them off in that direction. Many people come into City Hall and say, I was here last year and I bought such and such. And where are they this year?
That's right.
So.
That's right. Debbie Flood, Kathy Knox, Sharon Watkins, and Rod Williams. All here from the London Mills Scenic Drive Committee talking about the big scenic drive coming up here in the next 2 weekends. Not this weekend, but the next weekend is the first weekend. And as we get ready to wrap up our time together, you know, there's been a lot of, we're not going to get into a lot of the political things that happened with the scenic drive, but there has been talk that London Mills is, that might not be here for the scenic drive, and that's just not true.
That is not true. We are going to be here for 50 years.
Yeah.
We're making improvements. Rod has really helped us hook up with the radio stations and done a lot of homework on what we can do to promote ourselves.
Right.
And we want to be here. Mm-hmm. We are reaching out. Sharon and I have gone to other festivals and tried to recruit people into London Mills.
Yeah.
We're going to make it happen.
Yeah.
We guarantee it.
You're actively making sure this is going to grow. And you know how rumors get started anyway. And with social media and all that, the things blow up and say, oh, my gosh, I heard that London Mills is. Oh, what is going to happen? Forget about
all that.
Forget
about it.
London Mills has been there, and it's still going to be the biggest stop on the scenic drive.
It's going to be. It is going to be not just the biggest, the best.
There you go. Thanks again to Debbie Flood, Kathy Knox, Sharon Watkins, Rod Williams. Thank you so much for being a part of Galesburg.
Thank you
Live
for having
morning.
Us. Thank you,
Chris.
Thank you.
Yes, and good luck on the next two weekends.
Thank you.
Thank you.